B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
Play the song.
I can't help myself. What an incredible day live at the Sixers practice facility with Jason Mertitus. I'm Anthony Gargano. And joining us right now, he looks outrageous. Ben Simmons. What's up, bro?
Not much. How are you?
Doing great, man.
Yes, sir.
You feeling it, man. Are you feeling it?
I feel good. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to start training camp.
You know what's funny? You said you fell in love with the game. What was that? What was
just playing,
that spirit, man?
Playing like I'm supposed to. Carefree.
I loved it, too, because I was telling you, there's no better follow if you're a basketball person than following Ben. And looking forward to those videos. You just working. Mm-hmm. You felt like you were just this summer. I don't want to go down like I did last year, right? Like we're not doing that.
Right.
On four bounces in game seven, and you went and just worked your ass off.
Yeah, just staying quiet and working. Just putting the work in. I mean, that's what it takes. Hard work.
Year three for you now. What have you learned over the first 2 years that you take into year three, and the way you train and the way you prepare for a season?
It's preparation. It's preparing the right way and not just going out there and thinking you're working.
Yeah.
Knowing what you're working on. And what
focus.
You got to be focused and doing the right things. So for me, I kind of found a place where I'm like, okay, let me just work. Let me block everybody out. I don't care what people say. I'm just going to work.
Was it tough at first just to block all?
Oh, yeah.
So much noise, man.
Yeah.
Today's world.
Especially with social media and the internet and everything like that.
Yeah.
I don't go on Twitter. I don't look at stuff. I don't Google my name.
You don't want it to infect you.
I just don't care.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If I'm not putting it out there, I don't care.
You can't. You can't care. There's too much nonsense that they're almost like little rabbit holes that you just don't want to go down.
Right. It's mental. A lot of it is mental. And if you get into a place where you're not happy mentally, then you're not going to be happy doing this.
Yeah,
I love doing this.
And this is like, what you, right, yeah. I guess this is what you're talking about, when you come about falling in love with the game.
Yeah.
Doing what you love to do.
You gotta block everything else out.
How about the work, like, what was your work routine like, and what was your focus?
Every day, even when I didn't want to, my trainer was making me get in there, on the days I didn't want to get in there, but it was workout in the morning, lift weights after, scrimmage, you know, play pickup, and then go back at night and get more, whatever, 500 shots up, 1,000, whatever it is, every day.
Your shot was, I mean, you always could shoot. Like, not like,
right.
you know, some
it's,
of the...
It's more of a confidence in knowing, like,
yeah.
At the end of the day, I know I worked harder than most of the guys in the league this summer, for sure, and I guarantee it.
Yeah, I does it feel different? Like,
I just know I'm working, so I'm
like it brings confidence, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Well,
sure.
But I remember you. Like, I remember, like, China. Like, you were just banging. Poof,
yeah.
Poof, poof. Like, you know, it's not something that needed to be rehabbed in the sense of it was broken. It just needed, you just need to work, right?
Right. You just need to do it.
We had Tobias here, and he was telling us what Kobe said. And he said he called you up and told you what Kobe Bryant said when he was working with him this summer.
Yeah.
What's that mean to you to hear something like that from Kobe Bryant?
I mean, I love Kobe.
Yeah, killer.
He's a killer. He got that killer instinct. He's relentless. And I think he's a great example of just not caring what happens. You know, you put it up, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody misses.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. A lot of failure in sports.
No, there is.
Sometimes I look at the league percentage for 3-point, I think it was like 33%.
Yeah. There's a lot of failure in sports. You got to be able to come back from it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What about this group? You know what was cool is like, there seems to be a genuine kind of love.
For sure.
Like a brotherhood.
It feels different than last season. I think everybody knows that, too. I think everybody's happy to be here. Everyone's really excited to put that work in and build a strong connection within the team.
That's awesome. Listen, we wish you all kinds of luck and health and everything. You know that?
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Hey, Ben, thank you.
You know, it's always great to see you.
You too.
Can't wait to get started.
It's always got a basketball in your hand. I love that.
I love it. It makes me feel comfortable.
Yeah. That's a safe ball. He does. He's always got a ball. Every station he went to here, he had a ball in his hands.
Yeah, well.
That's awesome.
That's what it's about.
But that's, again, going back to what you're talking about, loving the game.
That's what it should be.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.